This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
One.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're in class today. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And today we're going to be talking about a really bad situation that happened to a really nice family. We're going to be talking about what happens when 911 is called and the cops show up. And they bring their guns, their AR-15s, and they aim them at your chest. And we're going to talk about what happens when they call for backup. And then you get arrested. Now, first you get slammed down in the hood of a car, then you get arrested. Then you spend a couple weeks in jail. And you lose your job in your house. And it's all because somebody calls 911 with a message that's not correct. And to make it worse, the cops don't even say, "We're sorry." What they do is they ramp everything up to see if they can keep you in prison for 4 years or more. Welcome to Wright County, Missouri. We've got a call-in line. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And you're going to hear the story about what happened to my neighbors. And when I say my neighbors, I'm not talking about my neighbors on the other side of the state. I'm talking about my neighbors right down the road. Literally, right down the road. Hour number one, Nicole Beninati's with us. Mark Watson is joining us from Indiana. He has a similar story. Silent Night's going to be joining us hour number two. And we're going to be talking about what happened and what to do about it. Nicole Beninati, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for having me today.
You're so welcome. You know, I'm just delighted to have neighbors such as you and your husband and your children. I mean, I think it's wonderful. It's, you know, what you were looking for, as far as I could tell, is you were looking for the American dream, to move out to the middle of the country, raise your children away from the smog, the fog, the pollution, the hype, the electromagnetic radiation, the traffic, the threats that are all around people who live in the city, and you wanted to move out to the rural setting, Mayberry, if you will, Mayberry RFD.
Right.
And you chose the same location I did, and just two roads over, literally. You live on your 20 acres is on a dirt road. Nicole, you were at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg with us last night, and we had seven instructors there. Mike Hicks was there. He's our waiter. He's been on the air with us. And Linus Ertley was there. He's our insurance instructor. Gene Lewis is there. He's an author. Joe Acapenti drove 3.5 hours to be with us from Kansas City last night. And then your husband and you and I. And seven of us. Seven instructors. And what was your reaction to the reception that you got?
You know what? I was genuinely amazed. I left there and I told my husband, I said, I had the most sincere, warm hugs from people, just genuine compassion. People really, really cared. And I just, you know, in this situation, you really feel alone. So standing in a room full of people that see you and hear you was amazing.
You know, I passed around class, I passed around a notebook to just figure out who was going to be going to the hearing, the court hearing, with Jeremy Beninati as he faces his accusers on these false charges. And there are 17 of us who are going to go to court, and we're going to sit there, and we're going to look very carefully at the judge, the prosecutor, and everyone on the other team. We're going to look at them very, very carefully, and we're going to take notes, and we're going to spread the word, and we're going to spread the word of who these people are, and why are they doing this. And it will reach far and wide. It has already reached across the globe. There are people in Europe who know this story.
Yep, and we've got just from France and all over. I mean, if we pull up our website, we've got it from all across the globe. People are looking at our website, so there's a lot of exposure.
And I'll tell you what. Can you very quickly just give us a capsule of the story? Because Joe in Kansas, I believe this is Joe Beninati, is calling. He's another one of our instructors. He's calling in right now. Would you give us a capsule, and I'd like to hear Joe's reaction to what happened last night.
We bought this property. We moved out there. We interfered with the neighbors that want to go hunting. They let us know that they've hunted our property extensively, so that's how they knew it so well. Threats started happening. First it was warnings, then it was threats, then it was police calls, which ended in my husband being arrested, put in jail. He lost his programming job. Then he stayed in jail for 16 days. They put him on house arrest. I had to go back to work and get two jobs. We've moved, three different times from hotels to a house to another house. Everything's kind of just escalated from some angry neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Acapente, you've joined us. Welcome, Joe. What did you see? What are your thoughts?
After hearing their story on the air a few weeks ago, I guess last week, I was moved. I was moved to come down. It's a story that's kind of similar to mine. I'm also a transplant to Missouri, to a rural area from California to a rural area in Missouri, to start homesteading. And I experienced some similar things, not to the extent that the Beninatis have. But, the first, I'd say 18 months, I was on my 80 acres. I spent most of my weekends running hunters off of my property. And that's kind of what the Beninati story stems from. That's where all the problems started, is hunters from a neighboring property who had been hunting their property for years, feeling they had access and really trying to run them off of their own property because they wanted to continue to hunt, which is always a very tense situation. When you go and confront a hunter on your property, you have two armed people there, one that feels he has a right to be there and one that feels that they don't. So it gets precarious, and it's not something that you should have to deal with on your own property, let alone have that person call the police on you and the police come and assault and arrest you on your own property. It's absurd. But it's the world we live in today. The police are called, and they don't come to investigate. They don't come to make sure the peace is kept or that justice is served. They come with guns blazing, an overwhelming force, and they want to round up all the parties. In this case, the innocent party, the Beninatis and their family, not the convicted rapist, two-time rapist, who called the police on them, and which is their neighbor, who I guess, according to Missouri law, from what I hear, is allowed, being a violent convicted felon, allowed to have a firearm and allowed to point that firearm at innocent people, which is what he did to both of the Beninatis and their dog. And so I think it just speaks to where we are as a nation and where law enforcement is these days. And what they are, it seems to me, is jackbooted thugs, not peace officers, not there to protect and serve, but there to enforce law, one of the over 46,000 laws that we have on the books in this nation. There was a study done about 2 years ago that says all the law-abiding citizens in this country on a daily basis commit up to four felonies without their knowledge. because really you can't breathe anymore without breaking some sort of statute, law, or anything else. And again, when the police become involved, they're not interested in justice or who's guilty or who's innocent. They're interested in getting you into the system, especially if you're new in the county or new to the area. They want your prints, they want your picture, and they want you in their system. And that's where we're at today. So I was outraged when I heard the story. I decided to come down and get involved. And, justice will be served in this case. I'm very sure of that. As we start to look into some of these characters that are working for the government and trying to railroad this family, there's some very nefarious activity going on, especially with the prosecutor whose mother was a sitting judge. If you look into her, his name is Jason McPherson. If you look into his mother, who was a judge, a county judge, she's got a very nefarious past. And so things are starting to come to light about some of these characters and why they would be protecting a convicted rapist at the expense of robbing a middle-class family of their life, liberty, and property. It's absurd. I think people should be outraged. I think everybody listening today should become involved, even if it's just making phone calls to some of the parties on the other side working for the government to try to strip this family of their dignity, their property, and their liberty. It's gotten way out of hand.
Joe Alcapente, I personally want to thank you and publicly thank you for what you have contributed toward righting some wrongs. And class, let me just say this very quickly. You remember the story of Andrew Spencer? He was a cop in Sparta, a little tiny, tiny speck of a city near Springfield, Missouri. And he tased one of our instructors, Bob Estep, a 68-year-old farmer. He tased him in his car, wrongfully. And he accused him of being under the influence, and after all the tests, he was found that he was not under the influence. Okay? So Bobby Stepp was tased, and we called for a boycott of the city of Sparta, and I took some heat for that. It's like you want to burn the city down because of, one rogue cop. Well, this rogue cop abused other people. And what happened was, as a result, Joe Alcapente and about 25 of us from USA Prepares went to an alderman's meeting at the city of Sparta. They wouldn't let us speak. But we were there, and we watched them. And they took note of how many. I mean, they had more people, and they checked us for nail files and whatever else we might have on us. And of course, we were all found not to be carrying anything that was of concern. Well, Joe Alcapente streamed that meeting live on the Internet. What happened? Ultimately, the rogue cop, Andrew Spencer, tased some more people, executed a dog, got fired. The police chief resigned. And the city is probably going to be a little more like a normal city used to be as a result of all of us watching those thugs. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about the Beninati story. And if you'd like to go to the website, it's Stand and Fight. StandandFight.co, not com, StandandFight.co. And I'll have a link on the website, page one, posted during the next commercial break. Joe Alcapenti is with us, USA Preparedness Instructor. Nicole Beninati is with us. So, Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong. Did the police show up with AR-15 rifles?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And were they pointed at anybody you know?
Well, yes. Actually, they got pointed at our witnesses that showed up that I had called to come get our kids in the beginning. They, as soon as they pulled up, they turned and pointed those at them. Then they pointed them at my husband. And by the time all this had happened, I had already left the property. So, you know, at the point, I saw the trooper come around the back of the car with his gun, and it looked like a hand, you know, a hand gun pistol, pointed directly at my husband, and he was getting into the crouched down position as I was walking past my husband to go get my kids and leave. And so that is the extent of what I personally seen. But the witnesses were there, and they said as soon as they pulled up, they turned immediately and pointed their guns at them. And then, you know, they pointed them at my husband.
You're saying that the witnesses had guns pointed at them by the cops?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was this the Missouri Highway Patrol and the Wright County Sheriff's Department? Who was this?
I don't know exactly which officers pointed the weapons at them. I believe it was the state troopers. From what I understand is, you know, they pulled up in their van, they hopped out, and immediately the guns were pointed at them. I don't know if it was the sheriff or the state trooper at that point.
Okay. All right, and
because they actually filed a complaint against them. So,
Who filed the complaint?
Our witnesses, Crystal and Dale, called into the police department, into the department, and let them know, you know, some of the actions that they did were, you know, they were threatened after having the guns pointed at them. So, yeah. So they called in and complained.
Okay. Class, you can all see this is escalating. This is Wright County, Missouri. W-R-I-G-H-T, County, Missouri. And, Joe, you had, during the break, you and I were chatting for a second. We were talking about Andrew Spencer, slight diversion in Sparta. Andrew Spencer was the cop who tased Bob Estep, our instructor, without cause. How did we impact that city? How did USA Preparers and the focus that we brought onto them, as well as a bunch of other people joining in the spotlight, shining the spotlight on the city of Sparta? What happened?
Well, after we went to the aldermen's meeting and we streamed it live, it got national attention, and the mayor himself started receiving phone calls from across the nation. So he realized that all eyes were on him, and that his police force had become a liability. A few months later, the same police chief basically picked up a family's dog that was out in the middle of the road that somebody had called on, put it in the back of his police car. He was on his way. They don't have a pound in Sparta, and he didn't want to take it to the next county over, drop it off at their shelter. Well, he got a phone call to respond to a traffic collision. So instead of taking it to the department or putting it somewhere safe or keeping it in the back of his car, he decided to take it out to the police force's shooting range and shoot the dog. The family had started calling the police department and calling shelters to see if there was any lost dog turned in, and the police department for almost 2 weeks told them, no dog. Well, they decided to press the issue. They were told by one of their neighbors, oh, yeah, we saw a police car come by and pick your dog up. Well, they pressed the issue. The police department ended up having to go dig up the dog, wrapped it in a trash bag, and presented it back to the family. When that story came out, the citizens were just said, this is enough, had forced the police chief to resign, at which time Andrew Spencer, this kid who has a history of tasing old people, old frail men, because he feels threatened by him, he became police chief. He had three more tasing incidents in town. within a matter of months. And I guess the mayor finally came to his senses and decided, hey, this police force that we have for I don't know how many people in Sparta, but it can't be more than 1,000. He decided to disband the entire police department at the behest of the citizens of Sparta. So,
yeah, police department.
Victorious within a year there.
Yeah, so, class, we were successful. We helped Sparta become safe by removing the threat of the Blue Plague. The Blue Plague in Sparta. Congratulations, class. Wright County's next. Wright County's next. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-8400. 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about the Beninati story. And it's a pretty serious event. The neighbor is a hunter. This is my understanding, that the neighbor is a hunter. He lives about 20 miles away from this 20-acre property. And he called the cops on the Beninati family. And it sounds like he was not happy that the Beninatis were going to occupy the 20 acres that they bought. They actually planned to live on the property that they bought, the 20 acres. And their building of a cabin and moving in disrupted some of the hunters' plans for the use of the surrounding land, including the Beninati's land. They wanted to hunt on the Beninati's land as well as other land. And that's what happens in our neck of the woods. Hunters feel that they have a right to shoot animals on other people's property. Happened to us, happened to Joe Acapenti, and we had to run the hunters off our property. And we actually, what we did was we patrolled our property. We literally patrolled our property lawfully with arms. And eventually we, you know, we stopped these hunters coming down our road with their trucks and their dogs, and we'd ask them, so what are you guys doing? And we'd stop everyone and invite them to keep on moving. And they finally realized that we were not going to let them go shooting recklessly on our farm. We would not let them on our farm to kill animals, and, you know, while we had other animals and people on our farm, it was not going to happen. We didn't care whether they used to hunt on this land or not. It's ours. And class, that's the point. When you buy property and the locals say, yeah, we, you know, we've hunted this before and we want to keep hunting it, yeah, you can just tell them, take the hike. It's your land. Okay? So you don't have to always play nice and think that you need to bow down to these guys. You don't have to. And, you know, we tried playing nice and it didn't work. The Beninatis tried playing nice and it didn't work. Joe Acapenti tried playing nice and it didn't work. So your husband, Nicole, is facing prison. Tell us about that.
He's got a couple charges of armed criminal action, and that is, if he's convicted of that, that is a mandatory sentence. The first one is a mandatory of 4 years. That's no good time, you know, work release, anything that you can get that would minimize your time that you would serve, there, you get that. And he's got three charges similar to that. So he's looking at some serious time.
Okay. Now, did he break any laws?
No.
Okay. He did not break any laws. And are you saying that these charges are just trumped up?
Yes, they have to be. I mean, he never exhibited any signs of aggression with his firearm. They told him to put his hands up. He put his hands up. He lifted his shirt and spun in circles. He went and removed, within minutes of them being there, he went and removed his firearm and put it in a safe location and came up and then showed them right away as he was walking up, I'm unarmed, you know, lifting up his shirt, spinning in a circle, letting him know. And so they...
Nicole?
Yeah.
Nicole, let me make sure I've got this right. Your husband was on your property, your own property, your property.
Right.
And, you know, class, you've heard me. I started this broadcast. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, and I am. I am on our property right now. And I'm armed. I'm armed right now. Nicole, you saw me. Joe Acapente, you saw me last night. Was I armed?
You were.
Yeah.
And did you see anybody else at the restaurant armed? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I asked for a show of hands of how many people were armed. I did. And so it's your duty to protect your family. It's your
right.
duty to be armed.
Right.
So it's not like you're doing something that is wrong. And I didn't see anybody brandishing any arms last night. And I've never seen anybody brandish arms, except maybe the police.
Hey, Nicole, I'd like to emphasize the point. Who were the only people in this entire scenario to point guns at other people? It was the neighbor and the police, wasn't it?
It was the police. And I do want to clarify, because my witness just texted me and let me know that the police, every police officer out there that day actually turned their weapons on them. It wasn't two. It was all of them. So when they pulled up, all of the police officers pointed their guns at them.
And also threatened to take their kids if they didn't get the hell out of there.
Yes. And then to arrest them, that they could be arrested.
So just to reemphasize, the only people in this entire story who ever pointed guns at other people were the police and the neighbor who called the police, who shouldn't have had a gun in the first place because he's a convicted rapist who served 8 years in prison.
Right. Right.
That's our justice system, folks. If you haven't figured it out by now, they're not interested in justice. They're interested in getting everybody who's not in the system into the system, into their system. And that's exactly what's happening here.
Let's talk about who's helpful. Tony Duggar, Missouri House of Representatives. He's currently a representative in the Missouri House. I gave out his phone number. His phone number is 573-751-2205. 573-751-2205. He is a Missouri House of Representatives member, Tony Duggar, D-U-G-G-E-R. Nicole, did you talk to him?
I did. I got him right away. He was not the least bit interested. He did listen to my story, and then he asked me what I would like him to do for me. And I said, well, you know, I would like you to contact somebody. I said, I don't really know what you can do for me. I said, but you're in a position where, you know, you can reach out to somebody. And he said, that's not my job. That's not my position. He said, so I really don't know what to tell you. You know, maybe you can call the district attorney, you know. And I said, you know, I tried that. He's like, well, you know, I really don't know then. And he left it at that.
Okay, I've seen Tony Duggar. I've seen Tony Duggar at the Hartville courthouse, and when he was an employee there. And you know what? I've seen him for about 8 years, maybe nine. He could have helped you. I believe he has all the connections necessary to help you. Okay. From my perspective, I don't think Tony Duggar is somebody that I would want in the Missouri House of Representatives. That's my position. I don't want him there. Okay? He's the same guy that I called his office and asked for 100 copies of the Missouri State Constitution so we could give them out during a class where we taught the Constitution at the Get Prepared Expo. And his office called me and said, do you know how much the shipping costs on these? And I said, yeah, actually I do. Do you want me to pay for it? And they said, no, it's like $35. And they didn't print the books. We paid for the printing of the books, the Missouri Constitution. But they were kind of upset that we actually wanted to read them and
right.
give them out and teach a class on it. That's Tony Duggar's office. Okay, so who else? What about Jason McPherson? He's the Wright County prosecutor. Shall we give out his number? Joe, do you have his number?
I do. Jason McPherson is the Wright County prosecutor. His number is 417-741-6166. That's 417-741-6166.
Okay, Jason McPherson. Now, I guess the plan, class, if you'd like, you are all authorized by me to make calls and find out if you can see any, find out any information and report back to us on the air what you found out. You are authorized to be investigative reporters for USA Prepares. Now, there's some rules. The rules are you will behave as ladies and gentlemen. That's understood. I don't have to tell you that. But I just want to make sure that the other team understands that we will behave as ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to threaten anybody. We're not going to yell and scream. We are investigative reporters for USA Prepares. Okay? And we will report this worldwide, AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, telephone listen line, podcasts, download, every way that it's possible to listen to a broadcast we have.
Sure, I would like to recommend that people also go to our website and submit your responses to these people so we can get public at what, how they conduct themselves, what their answers are. So if you get a response from them, pass it over and we'll publish it on our website so people can see.
We're talking about names, addresses, phone numbers, pictures. We want to make sure that everyone involved gets all the credit that he or she deserves. All the credit. Okay? So, class, you're authorized to make phone calls, behave as ladies and gentlemen, no threatening. And, by the way, there are provocateurs, and we don't want anyone associated with us being a provocateur. We are not going to do anything we are not going to fire any shots, but we will defend ourselves. And keep that in mind. We are not going to start shooting. Let me say it a different way. We are not going to start shooting. But if someone starts shooting at us, we will defend ourselves. And we have every right to do so. All right, so we have Jason McPherson, Wright County Prosecutor. I heard the number 417-741-6166. Okay, Tony Duggar's phone number in the Missouri House of Representatives, 573-751-2205. Okay, let's burn up the phone lines. Okay, class, let's burn up the phone lines. Let's call these people. Is there anyone else? How about the sheriff? What did you learn from the sheriff, Nicole? His name is Sheriff Glenn Adler, A-D-L-E-R.
I have not been able to talk to him. There's some people that I'm not allowed to be in contact with, and I'm told to go through my attorney.
Okay, well, I have his number. I have it memorized. 417-741-7576. 417-741-7576. That's Sheriff Glenn Adler, A-D-L-E-R. And so what's going on? And if you'd like to call him and ask him and report back to us on the air, that would be great. This is information that needs to get out, because I don't believe that the Nicole and Jeremy Beninati story is an isolated case. That's what happens when someone calls the... That's what happens when someone calls 911 on you. And Steve Angle will tell you, he was beat up. They said the cops showed up at his house, and they said, and he lives in Kansas. Cops said, we got a 911 call. We have to check it out. And he said, we didn't call. So what they do, they beat him up right in his front door. They beat him up, put him in the hospital. Then they put him in jail. And he's facing prison time for answering the door. And the cops can't even prove that someone called 911. This is going on all over the country, class. And you may be next. 17 of us are going to court. And we're going to sit right in the courtroom and watch this.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
journey.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about the Beninati story, and Mark in Indiana's with us. Mark, you've been patiently waiting. Thank you so much. Your story is similar. We've got about 4 minutes. Can you share that with us?
Okay. Hey, how's everybody doing? My name's Mark, and I'm here in Indiana, and this happened to us back in 1980. No guns was pointed at us, but they came in and said, well, this is the 20th century. People don't live like this. And all we done, I bought 14 acres, and 10 of it was woods, and, you know, four of it was around an old house and a barn, and, you know, I thought, wow, man, this old house, I can redo it. And so we were going to take up residency in this old barn. That's what we did, and it had a cement floor, so I thought, And I had a low ceiling, and so we went ahead and come up with some big cardboard and some foam rubber, and that's how I insulated the walls and put plastic around the outside to keep the wind and stuff down, and I had two wood stoves, so, you know, when there's no insulation, you know, it would get cold if it stoves went out, but yet we kept them running real good, and here they come, saying, you can't live like this, and so they gave us a hard time, and then somebody turned and let the radio station, one of the radio stations, know about it, and then so they started talking about it. Next thing you know, they were calling the courthouse. They just literally so swamp them with phone calls, people. Let them know, call them. Don't stop. Don't just do this 1 or 2 days. Do it over a week or so, because after a while, you know, they finally left us alone. We even was on Channel 21 ABC. And, you know, they came out and videoed us, you know, kind of seeing how we lived and all that, you know. And after that was done, and then finally, they just literally left us alone. And, you know, so it worked. But yet, you know, things do happen.
Mark, when you said they came. Did the cops come? Is that what happened? They came to investigate you?
Yes. Yes. They came, knocked on the door. Yes. They were right there. They literally came in. They came in the barn and all. They even went up the ladder. I had a ladder over to the side where we could go upstairs, because through the summertime, when, you know, because, see, we bought the place in July. And so in the summertime, we had our beds and all upstairs. But when it got cold, you know, wintertime, then we moved downstairs and just, you know, slept and occupied that, the downstairs. And so, you know, I had water.
Mark, let me see if I understand. So you were doing the best you could with what you had. You were providing for your family, and the cops showed up, and they said, people don't live like this. This is the 20th century. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so the news, the media got involved. The police got swarmed with phone calls, and then they just stopped. They left you alone.
Eventually, they left us. You got to remember, this is before the Internet, you know. So people just started calling them. Call on the courthouse, you know, literally call them. Get on that phone, people. Help these people out, you know. I believe every word that I've been hearing because I'm sitting here shaking my head. Yep, I understand that. So.
And this happened to you in Indiana.
Bear with it. Let time take its place. And come on, people. Give them a call. Help these people out. You know, I don't know what else to say other than what I've already have. So just bear with them and call that sheriff. Yeah. Call that sheriff. Call everybody. You know, give the phone numbers out and everybody start calling them.
Okay. And, Nicole, you've got a website. And the website is called standandfight.co. Standandfight.co. And are the names and numbers on there?
There are. All of them.
There you go. Names and numbers are right there. I'll do the link right at the top of the hour. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. Joe in Kansas, you're welcome. You're welcome to stay if you have time. Joe's a USA Prepare instructor. Joe Acapente. Nicole's going to stay with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Silent Night should be joining us. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.